భగవద్గీత 5.8 నైవ కించిత్ కరోమి ఇతి యుక్తో మన్యేత తత్వవిత్ పశ్యన్ శృణ్వన్ స్పృశన్ జిఘ్రన్ అశ్నన్ గచ్చన్ స్వపన్ స్వశన్. కృష్ణ ఇస్ నౌ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ ద ఇన్నర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ది పర్సన్ హూ యాక్ట్స్ ఇన్ నాలెడ్జ్ and how that consciousness keeps the person protected from bondage. Naiva kinchet, not even slightly, karomi iti, karomi, I am doing things like this, iti, thus, yukto manyet tattvavet, yukto, the person who is yukta, connected, harmonized, well situated, manyet things, Dvavet, one who is the knower of truth. Pashyan Shrunvan, Pashyan is seeing, Shrunvan is hearing. Sprishan, that is touching. Pashyan Shrunvan, Sprishan, Jigran, Jigran is smelling. Ashnan Gachan, Swapan Swashan. Ashnan is eating, Gachan is moving about, Swapan is sleeping, dreaming, Shvashan is breathing. Actually, this 8th and 9th verses are one unit of thought, and we will discuss the remaining list that Krishna is giving when we talk about the 9th verse. But here, let's focus on this verse. Now, the whole discussion of the Bhagavad Gita is based on how Arjuna can avoid karmic bondage. And Krishna's central message is that one who acts with knowledge, with detachment, that person will not get bound. Now, here he says that naiva kinchit karomi iti, I am not doing anything. Yukto manyet tattvavet. So, the tattvavet, the knower of the truth, things like this. And what is yukta? So, what exactly is it being implied by this? Now, clearly, Arjuna will be fighting the war after hearing the Bhagavad Gita. And when he is here, when he is fighting, he is doing something. So, how can someone say that? Actually, I am not doing something. Now, to understand this, we need to understand the concept of doership at two levels. The body is basically like a machine, and the machine functions as per its own patterns. Now, we cannot make a refrigerator heat things, and we cannot make a heater cool things. The machine will work according to its own patterns. Now, if we want to heat some food item and then we put it in a, if you want to heat some cold food and we put it in the oven or some other heating device, then we may say, I am heating it. Now, who is actually heating it? It is not I. It is the heater that is heating it. So, now, could the heater have heated it if I had not turned on the button? No. So, that means the heater's heating has two aspects to it. There is the aspect of the physical element to heating, we could say, which is done by the heater. Along with that, there is our action, which is also necessary. So, now when the heating happens, if the person who is heating, if I start thinking, oh, I heated the food item. Now, if suppose in the future the heater stops working, then I will not be able to heat it at all. So who did the heating? No, I did it in the sense that I intended to do it, and then the heater did the, by its mechanism, did the activity of heating. So similarly, now let's apply this point to the body. So now I, for example, I am speaking right now and I want to speak. So I may become very proud thinking, oh, I am a very deep, eloquent speaker, blah, blah, blah. I can become proud like that. But if tomorrow my voice box gets deceased or I get a sore throat, then I am the same person and I may want to speak the same thing. Yesterday I had spoken it eloquently, today I am not able to speak it at all. So when certain things are done at the level of the body, we have to understand that the expertise or the expertise in doing those things, whenever there is some expertise, is due to the body's mechanism. And if we start taking credit for what is done by the body, then we become deluded, we become bound. Because how do we become bound? Because then we have the desire to keep doing it again and again, and that desire to keep doing it again and again becomes the cause of our bondage. That desire becomes the cause of our illusion in material existence. Because we want to do that, and then we have to get another body to do that. And in that body also we stay in the illusion that, oh, I am doing it, when actually it is the body that is doing it. So just as a person who drives a car knows that, okay, I can drive the car, and I may train myself to also become expert in driving the car. But that does not mean that I am the car, and that does not mean that I will stay forever in the car and I will misidentify with the car. The car is a vehicle for taking us to a particular destination. And when the destination comes, if the person becomes too attached to the car, oh, I am the expert driver and this car helps me to go here and there, everywhere. So it holds on to the car, then the person will not be able to get to the destination, or will not get out of the car and reach home, or whatever is the destination. So like that, the body is a vehicle for us. And when we take credits for its instrumental actions, then that attempt to seek credit causes illusion, increases our misidentification, intensifies our attachment, and thereby makes it difficult for us to break free. It makes it difficult for us to stay in spiritual consciousness, stay in the pursuit of enlightenment. The body is a vehicle and it works according to its mechanism. So when the seeker understands, naiva kinchit karomi iti, that I am not doing anything. That means, not that literally I have to become lazy or passive or inactive, but rather the seeker understands that I should not take credit for the body's mechanisms. And knowing that the body is acting ensures that I don't become irresponsible and reject action, but at the same time, I don't become delusional and take credit for action. That way, we can be aware of our spiritual identity. Stay aware even while engaging in activity, and especially if that activity is done with a proper spiritual purpose, then doing that activity also purifies us. Just as I want to use my car to go to my home. So if I direct the car properly, then I can reach my home. So like that, if we use the human body, which is like a vehicle, as Krishna will tell in 18.61, Yantra Rudhani Mayaya. The soul is situated on a vehicle made of, that is a product of the illusory energy. So here Krishna states that by remembering the illusory nature of our, by remembering that our connection with the body is just for a particular purpose, it is not a core connection, that the soul and the body are permanently riveted together and they are irreversible. They are not permanently blended together. So that way, when a person acts, then that person does not become bound. And for specific analysis of the specific action mentioned in this in the next verse, we will do in the next talk. Thank you.